Living in America, conclusion. Living in America is different than living in Thailand. One obvious difference is that we speak English as the main language. We earn higher wages than Thailand, but we also spend more on goods and services, and the cost of living in the States is higher than in Thailand. In the state of Arkansas, the wages are lower than in the northern states, but the northern states are more expensive to live. So it balances out. The Arkansas minimum wage is $7.25 per hour, or about 211.5 baht. Usually, the minimum wage applies to non-skilled workers or workers in fast food restaurants, or for the group of young people who have just entered the labor force for the first time. My salary is $30,000 per year, about 900,000 baht. Or $2,500 per month. You pay this much for a one-bedroom apartment in New York per month. It looks like a lot of money compared to Thailand, but I have many bills to pay every month, such as rent, $450 or 13,500 baht for a one-bedroom apartment, food, electricity, gas, water, phone, car payment, car insurance, health insurance, and credit cards. My paycheck is gone almost every pay period. It is very hard to save money unless you really want to save and cut other expenses out. Thanks to my company, which offers a retirement plan, I can save my money this way. Another difference is the weather. We have four seasons in the States: spring, summer, fall, winter, as opposed to three seasons in Thailand. If I had come from a wealthy family and had a good education, I would prefer to stay in Thailand and enjoy my life there. I don't need to be rich, just to be healthy and have enough money to live on comfortably for the rest of my life. Well, that's all, folks. Until next time.